Well, we were away for a week and a half on vacation back yesterday, our first day back. I didn't see this guy in studio, but I understand that he wants to come into the studio right now and welcome us back because he says that he was lonely, that he missed us.
Oh.
Because we were gone and now Norm is gone. I think Norm's gone the rest of the week and the Hardline's gone this week. So he's a little lonely. So let's open the door and welcome into the studio the Ticket Mouse, who joins us now on the ticket. Can you reach down there to his mouse door? Hi, Ticket Mouse. You want to come on out of your mouse hole?
Step up there and run up the ladder there.
Come here, Ticket Mouse.
Turn on your own microphone if you can.
Hey, Ticket Mouse. Yeah, get right up to the microphone.
Yeah,
you're very small. We need you to get right up there.
I'm so nervous today.
Why are you nervous?
I haven't been on radio in a while.
Yeah?
Where'd you guys go on vacation?
Well, we just told the story of Junior going to France. I went to Chicago and the lake. We had a good time.
Yours sounds a little spare.
Mine, yeah. Yeah. I guess compared to Junior, it is.
To Junior's and mine's, it sure does.
Where'd you go?
I went to the cubicle area.
For vacation.
I guess that's far for you, yeah.
Oh, man, it was awesome.
How so?
Pauline had some Luna bars and trail mix.
Oh, that's good for you.
And Childers had an old box of Omaha steaks under his desk.
You got into that?
Oh, God, did I? Did I ever? My voice sound all right?
It's a little different. It sounds like you're a little hoarse or something.
This right. Okay, there.
Are you
there,
okay?
There you go. Now we got you. What were you doing talking through a new voice box or something?
A new voice box?
Yeah, what's going on with you?
A new voice box.
I don't know.
And I broke into Dan Bennett's office while you were gone.
That's our big boss.
Had a little peek at George's contract.
You stay out of there.
Well, I can't read English all that well, mm-hmm. You know, because I speak males.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I can tell, 1.1 million seems like a lot of cheddar.
Huh, that wasn't my contract.
Oh, gosh. And, you know, Cat is my enemy, as you probably could guess.
He is? Right, oh, yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. You know, because he wouldn't let me do a Thursday specialty show with a couple girl mouses I'm trying to bang. You know, I wanted to impress them and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, doing stuff like, Paul, you're on the ticket talking Jason Terry.
Wow, you sound pretty good as a sports talk show host.
Talking Jason Terry.
Maybe I'll do one after all.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
And I finally got divorced.
You did? We didn't even know you were married,
yeah,
I don't think.
I just felt like I was caught in a trap. I just did. She had me by the tail, that's for sure.
It's really not that funny.
I lost a leg.
What?
What happened?
Over the holidays.
What happened?
Well, it was on the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can probably guess how I lost it.
Fireworks.
No, I was, everybody was gone, so I was licking the remnants of a banana kale smoothie out of the break room juicer.
Yeah.
And someone came in and fired it up, and the next thing I know, I'm standing still on the side of the canister, but I'm looking down at my little mouse leg going about 24,000 RPM.
That's awful.
I know. Hey, think about it. It's worse for me than you.
Well, of course, yeah.
So now I got a prosthetic.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, not unlike Norm.
Well, he doesn't have
a prosthetic.
He's
just, yeah.
Got a cane.
Oh, no, I wasn't talking about Norm's prosthetic, like, leg. He has a prosthetic, you know, pee-pee that he has to use.
He does not.
Yes.
Don't say things about Norm.
That's the only way that he can give a woman pleasure.
All right.
Have you overheard him talking about something?
Yes, I have. I overheard him talking to somebody on the phone. He was calling Vito. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about how much money Norm owed him. Mm. And Norm actually begged to have his legs broken again. It was that bad.
Wow, that is really bad. You probably shouldn't air that.
I took a dump in Catman's coffee cup.
Well, he'll be we don't need to disturbed to know like that.
Hey, payback is a bitch, Catman. So when you're drinking your stupid little Keurig coffee, I can't wait till you hit that chocolate sprinkle down there.
Oh, God. Hey, Ticket Mouse, I brought you back something from Chicago in the Field Museum. It's the complete history
I
of mice in America.
No, I don't need to know history. Let me throw it to you real quick.
Told you that was too big for him to catch.
Yeah, got him right on the noggin.
My head is flattened to the thickness of 1 micron. I'm having a hard time cogitating thoughts.
Are you going to be okay?
He's fine.
We need to call help?
This drama every time. He's fine.
Thankfully, I've eaten every crumb at the ticket, so I can say this house is clean.
Oh, gosh.
Jesus.
Oh, no, I think he's...
Is that you, Jesus?
Oh, my God, he's seen Mouse Jesus.
He sees him every time. He's fine.
And you, Yoda, I've always believed in you.
He's seen Yoda.
And Mr. President, thank you for the Gettysburg Address.
Oh, he's seen Lincoln, too.
Oh, no, I think he expired. Boy, you may be up on mouse slaughter charges.
Oh, he's fine.
Well, let's...
Get ready for it.
No, I don't think he's coming back.
I'm back, you bitch! I will kill you, George!
Oh,
I'm
no, you won't. Enjoy the book!
You made an enemy.
We'll see ya.
You're gonna die, George!
Hey! Here's the Ticket Mouse.